bringing a small part of the Christmas message to you this morning, most specifically the message of the joy of Christmas. And it's really awesome because not only do we get to be joyful, but the joy that we have has the power to change things, and we will get to look at that as well. So there's a Christmas movie that I love to watch every year. Well, there are really loads and many, many Christmas movies that I love to watch every year, but the one that I want to talk to you guys about this morning is a movie called Klaus. It's such a good film. So there is a postman who teams up with a local woodcarver, and they transform the town that they live in through joy, more specifically the joy of giving presents. And as a result, there is a ripple effect of change in that town. When the postman first arrived, there was a feud going on between two of the families there. And as a result, the town was full of hatred and anger. But slowly, it changes. It becomes a town full of light and of joy, where families look out for one another, and they actually even come to love their enemies. And joy has that effect. It causes ripples far and wide. And when we look at the birth of Jesus, we can see it as a joyous event, not only for Mary back on that first Christmas, but for all of those who were watching and waiting for God to move. And the ripples of that event are still felt today. The joy of Christmas is something that is so readily available to all of us, but often forgotten in the haste of life. It has a profound impact when we pause and reflect. So we're going to do that a little bit this morning. Have you guys ever noticed how joyful Advent can be? The waiting, the anticipating. For me, it's like a game of hide and seek, where you find a really, really good hiding spot and you almost can't wait to be found. And you're just sitting there and you're like, this is so good. I get really into hide and seek. Is anyone else feeling that? No. Also, laser tag. It's really, yes, right. Yeah, laser tag is so fun. Nice, amazing. But when you're hiding, or like when you've hidden something and you're waiting for someone to find it, there's an excitement, isn't there? There's a joy of anticipation. And sometimes you can hear me giggling, mostly out of joy, but sometimes I'm a little bit nervous, especially in laser tag, because I often run into walls. But how much more joyful is Christmas, right? And yes, I did just compare the birth of Jesus to a game of hide and seek or laser tag. It is fine. Jesus said it was okay. We're going to roll with it. The waiting, the anticipating, and the revelation of finding something that you've been searching for is so real. And that's what we're talking about this morning, is that joy of Jesus being revealed to the world, not just 2,000 plus years ago in Bethlehem, but also today, now in Glasgow and beyond. Now, this is the part of the service where congregation participation is needed. You will need free hands, because I'm going to ask you to put your hands up. Okay, hands up if you have ever been excited to meet a baby. Excellent. Yeah, I thought you guys would be. Right. On a scale of 1 to 10. Yeah, I need two hands. I'm going to put this down for this. On a scale of 1 to 10, on your fingers, show me, where are we at? Show me how exciting it was to meet that baby when it arrived. Yes. Oh, we've got 11. Someone with 11 fingers. This is amazing. We have a lot of 10s up here. This is awesome. You're using your toes as well. Wow, we've even got 20 out of 10 over here. And your nose. There we go. Awesome. A lot of joy getting to meet that baby that you're waiting to meet. I was at 10 with the joy of meeting my nieces when they were born. We're talking tears of joy and of love. And also for my friends' babies too. Waiting to meet someone that you love before you've even seen them is a whole new level of love, isn't it? It's a whole new level of waiting. Babies that are hidden with God for 9 months, give or take a few weeks, are revealed through birth and are loved from before they're even here. And the joy of seeing them, the joy of holding them, is what the New Testament calls a kairos moment. Yes, a moment. A kairos means a God-appointed moment. You're Ross, not kairos. But close. It's good. The kairos moment, when the veil between heaven and earth is thinner. And how much more does this extend to Christmas? That moment when Mary first held her baby, the Son of God. The moment when she looked into his face and she knew that things had changed forever, not just for her, but for the whole world. The moment when she named him Jesus and the next stage of God's plan was put into motion. It's awesome. And it is joy. The joy of seeing a plan come to life, quite literally in the case of Jesus. The joy of a hope revealed. The joy of knowing that your heart is more full of love because of this little baby Jesus. That is the joy that changes everything. Now imagine being the shepherds that night, okay? You were just standing, watching your flock. Maybe you're sitting, maybe you're lying down. I don't know, I wasn't there. You're watching your sheep. It's a normal night. You might be a bit bored. Boom! All of a sudden, there's an angel declaring the most incredible news you have ever heard, that Jesus has been born, the Savior of the world is here, and you are the first person to get to go see him. Right? Incredible. I tell you, the excitement and the joy of getting to rush off to meet that tiny baby would have been unmatched. The Bible tells us that once they'd seen the baby, they went and told everybody what they had seen. They told them what the angels had said. And Mary kept all these things in her heart. She stored them there and she thought about them often. And that's what we are to do this Advent. We are to keep the joy of Christmas in our hearts and to think about it often. So as you open up your Advent calendars for the next 11 days, is it 11? 10? 11. It's 11. Today's the 14th. Give or take. As you open up your Advent calendars and you get your little treat, whatever it might be, you get to keep the joy of Jesus in your heart. You can think about it and remember that the good news of Emmanuel, which means God with us, is here. You can also eat your chocolate. It's delightful. I've been getting socks. It's great. Socks and or chocolate and or tea is wonderful. Joy changes things, especially when it is a hope fulfilled. When something you have been waiting for happens, when that hidden thing is found, or when that thing is revealed, things change and the ripples happen. It shapes the future and it shapes us to be more like Jesus. The Bible tells us that we are prisoners of hope. We are to hold on to the truth that in all things and at all times, God is working. We're to refuse to be defined by our situation, things that are happening around us or even to us. And we're to know that joy is there for us and for others because of who Jesus is and because of what he has done. The birth of Jesus is a hope fulfilled. And I know a lot of you have been waiting and hoping for something this morning. Last Easter, or the Easter of this year, there was a new band had brought out a new song. And some of you may remember, some of you may not know, that there's a band out there called The Dwellers. They are a contemporary Christian pop band that sanctify secular songs. And you guys are so lucky that we are well connected to the music industry, because I, once again, have the premiere video of their latest song, okay? Yes, I know. I think we need more anticipation, because this is, yep. That is right. The Dwellers have released a new song this weekend. It is called Merry Christmas, Everyone. And I would like you guys to enjoy and feel the joy of Christmas as we watch this. I don't know if we should have the lights out, or is it okay? Yeah. No, it's grand. Okay, here we go.
Joy is shining all around me. Jesus came here, God's own son. Mary traveled to Bethlehem with Joseph. Christ is coming for everyone. They need a place to birth a baby. There's no room here.
Nope.
Just move along. They found a stable. Jesus in a manger, who'd have thought it, God's own son. We're gonna have a party tonight. We'll lift our voices high, singing hallelujah. Jesus Christ was born for us. Shepherds hurry to see the baby. Hearing angels, Christ has come. Wise men traveled, guided by the starlight, bringing gifts to God's own son. Joy is shining all around me.
All around me.
Jesus came,
Jesus
came. God's own son,
God's own son.
Heaven's glory,
heaven's
fills
glory.
The earth with wonder. Jesus Christ born for everyone.
Everyone.
Jesus Christ born for everyone.
Everyone.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Joy is shining
all around me,
all around me.
Jesus came,
Jesus
here.
Came here.
God's own son,
God's own son.
Heaven's glory, ooh, fills the earth with wonder. Jesus Christ born for everyone.
Joy shining
all around me,
all around me.
Jesus came here, God's own son,
God's own son.
Heaven's glory.
Joy shines,
joy is falling,
joy all, is around
falling. All around.
Jesus
around
came here, God's own son,
God's own son.
Heaven's glory fills the earth with wonder.
Shubidua.
Jesus Christ born for everyone. Jesus Christ born for everyone.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas!
Wow. It is a rip-off, but it's a joke, so. It's a good rip-off. It's good, hopefully. Well, wasn't that a feast for the eyes? And a joy for the ears. Who knew we were all so talented? Okay. It was by original people, yes. We changed the words to make it about Jesus. Yeah, it's great. Okay. How joyful was that? Right? So joyful. Okay, this band really does know how to bring the joy. Yeah, it's quite something. And their message is really on point, though. Okay? Jesus Christ was indeed born for everyone. And that is our message this Advent and Christmas. We're to be carriers of Jesus' joy, remembering that he came for absolutely everybody.